Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of faith to overcome based on 1 John 5:4, which reads, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." We have been called to live a life of overcoming faith. God has given the measure of faith to every person, according to Romans 12:3. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, born again and filled with His Spirit, you have a measure of faith that God has given to you. In order to walk in a faith to overcome every circumstance, every hurdle, every difficulty or trouble or pressure of life you may face, you must increase your faith by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God, according to Romans 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we know that in order to have an overcoming faith, our faith has to be based on the promises found in the Word of God and not based on wishful thinking or just something that we desire in our own that has no basis or about which we find no promise in the Word of God. Faith to overcome is based on the Word of God. One aspect of faith to overcome that we will take a look at today is very simple principle, but many miss it. It is that overcoming faith always says what God says. It is amazing how many Christians are not aware of the power of their words. We are told in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And then in Mark 11:23 and 24, we find that Jesus said that the person who believed could have whatever that person would say with his mouth. It says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says." Here, in this 23rd verse of Mark 11, we see that Jesus explains the power of words and a heart faith to believe that the words spoken will come to pass. We find two outstanding examples of this type of overcoming faith that says only what God says in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5 and then an Old Testament account in Numbers 13 and 14. First, let's look at the Gospel account. This is the story of the woman with the issue of blood. It says, starting in Mark 5, verse 25, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, "Who touched me?"' And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Jesus identified that it was the woman's faith that was able to take from the spirit realm, the power of God, into the natural realm, her physical body, and obtain the promise of healing for herself. But she demonstrated an aspect of overcoming faith that we also must possess in order to take hold of God's promises and take them from the spirit into the natural. And one of those aspects is that she was willing to say with her mouth, "If only I touch his clothes, I shall be made well." She did not approach Jesus and say, "Well, I'm not sure if I'll get healed or not. I don't know if this is going to work." Had she said those things, I guarantee you she would not have obtained her healing. Because think of all the people who were touching Jesus, trying to crowd him, get near to him, touch the healer, and yet not a single one of them is recorded as having been healed. But this woman who heard first, we have to hear the word of God, the promise of God, what God's word promises to us. First, we must hear the word of God. Secondly, we must be willing to say, "I'm going to have what God said I could have." Whatever promise of God you need to be willing to say with unshakable confidence, "I'm going to have what God says I can have." You cannot approach God's word and say, "Maybe I'll get it and maybe I won't," and expect to take it, because James says, whoever wavers can't expect to get anything from God. Faith to overcome is confident that God's word is true and that whatever God's word has promised belongs to you. Here she said with her mouth, "I shall be made well." And she got what she said. And Jesus knew that there was someone who had obtained by faith the power of God into their life. Jesus knew it. He didn't look at all the other people muscling in, crowding him, touching him, pressing him in the crowd. He was looking for the one whose faith had pulled the healing out. And that was exactly what he found in this woman. And he said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Now, in the book of Numbers, we find an amazingly similar example of faith to overcome, and also an example of unbelief that wrought exactly what unbelief will bring into your life, and that is not obtaining the promise of God. In Numbers 13 and 14, we find the amazing story of the children of Israel just coming to the brink of the promised land. It was the place God had said flowed with milk and honey. It was the place of promise. God said it belonged to them. He said they would go in and they would overtake it. They'd cast out all the enemies in that land and they would obtain this amazing blessing, and it was theirs. It was to be their possession. And what happened? They got to the edge, they looked over, they sent in 12 spies who went through the land for a period of many days. They even returned with examples of the abundant fruit, the phenomenal grapes and pomegranates that were abounding in the land. And yet, some of those spies, 10, actually the majority of them, the 10 of the 12, came back with a report that was called an evil report. It was a report of unbelief, that they couldn't do what God promised they could do. They said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." Caleb quieted the people and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." So here, first of all, we see an example of a man of faith who spoke what he believed. He said what God had said. We are well able to overcome it. That was his faith speaking, a faith to overcome. And it was based on the fact that God had promised them this very thing. But right after he spoke his words of faith, the man who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. The land which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are of great stature. There we saw the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." And as the story goes on, we find out that Caleb and Joshua, who had a report that was the same report the Lord had given, they were willing to say what God said. They would say, "We are able to overcome it. We are able to take possession," because that's what God had said. "You're able to take possession of this land of promise." On the other hand, the spies, the unbelieving spies, says, "We are not able to do it. We should have died in the wilderness." They got what they said, and Caleb and Joshua got what they said. Be very watchful of yourself that you don't have more faith in the appearance of the difficulties of your circumstances than you do in the promise of God. This will absolutely rob you of overcoming faith. The woman with the issue of blood said, "I will be healed," because that's what she had heard. The word of God is full of promises for you, and if you will hear and hear and hear them, and then say and say and say them, you'll be able to obtain them. However, if you align yourself with the lies of the enemy of your soul, who will magnify your circumstances in front of your eyes, overcoming faith always says what God says and nothing else, and then waits with patience and endurance and obtains by faith the promises of God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to walk in a faith that overcomes, and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.